Messaging plus Donald equals reality. Chapter 9. Reality leaves a lot to the imagination. John Lennon. Combining the previous four chapters on messaging, you should see a bigger picture forming. It is not just the way that Donald manipulates the public's attention, constantly drives his messaging, or beats down his rivals that has him winning. It is the way in which these pieces come together into a reality that Donald is creating. Perception is reality. I'm going to pause on this headline and just hit this topic more generally. Take this John Lennon quote again. Reality leaves a lot to the imagination. Perception is reality. A famous quote by Carl Jung is, perception is projection. Meaning, what we believe, what we perceive, we project into the world around us. So if we come back to the notion of all news is fake news, why? Because we tune in to what we already believe. So if you're a hardcore right-leaning person, you probably think CNN is fake news. And of course, if you're a hardcore CNN watcher, you think that Breitbart is a bunch of BS. Is it? I don't know. To me, it's all fake news. Not because it's all wrong, but because it's all framed according to a certain reality that they're creating for you. And then we tune into that reality. We always talk about subjective versus objective reality, right? So two people can look at the same painting and have a completely different experience of it. Yet, reality runs far deeper, doesn't it? That same painting you're looking at, when you're feeling elated, when something amazing has happened, you may look at very differently if you're all bummed out. Oh, I don't know, just don't know about that painting. Reality is energetic, meaning our emotional state governs our perception of it. We live a state-based reality. Every single thought that we have in our head is our reality. Two people watching the same car crash look for different things, right? We know this. Some people pay more attention to sounds. So they might describe that car accident in terms of what they heard. Well, first I heard the skid. Then I heard this loud crash. The other person might pay more attention to what they see, because they're more visually oriented. And the point I'm making here is just to push and pull a little bit on reality construction. At the highest level, or maybe the deepest level, this is what I spend the bulk of my time on, reality construction. How do we perceive reality? How do you manipulate reality to get what you want? And it all begins in the mind, by recognizing that how you perceive yourself and your life and your reality is not only a construct of your mind and your thinking, it's a construct of the energy that you're in. If you're in a place of negativity, how do you perceive your life? What do you believe is possible for you? What actions are you willing to get yourself to take?